I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
We're back, Lando Calrissian Experience.
Pow.
We are back. We are back.
Pew, pew.
Without what? Jules, he is going to see the Kingsman, the second guard. Was it the second guard or the new guard or whatever?
I don't know. The second coming.
The second Kingsman.
Yeah, the name after Jesus.
Yeah, second Kingsman. Keep in mind, in this review, his first movie, he said it was bad. I said it was good. So
he said the first Kingsman was
he
bad?
Said he was bad. Yeah, I remember when he first told me, he's like, oh, man, this is horrible. And I saw, I didn't see it in theaters. Then I saw it. I was like, I like this shit.
I thought it was like it was a shoot 'em up.
Yeah, I like the movie. You know, one of my favorite movies is shoot 'em up.
That's true. It was very shoot 'em up-ish.
If this was 20 years ago, I would actually probably be a part of the Clive Owen fan club and like get like the stuff in the mail and shit. And,
oh.
Like all the like little secret decoders or whatever they give out to fans or whatever. If this was 20 years ago. And Clive Owen was popping in.
That was, I ain't gonna lie, that movie was dope, man.
Yeah, I like Clive Owen, man. He's one of my favorites.
Hell yeah, man.
So let's go and jump into this, fellas. And anybody get the chance to see it?
Yes. I did.
All right, can y'all? Is it bad for spoiler?
Oh no, the motherfucker dope.
Okay,
it's good. I liked it for what it was. I fuck with it. It's way, I would say, because it's a movie, and because I would say, and Ted probably agree with me, it's pretty much a hard R.
Oh wow! It's that kind of R.
It's if had they put in a couple more scenes from the book, I think you. Read
oh
the book.
Yeah.
It probably would have been NC-17 easily.
Well, no. Nobody's ever gonna put that scene in where they run a train on old girl.
Yep, and then that and
that was in the book.
Well, who ran a train on?
Yeah, well,
they ran in the book. Like all the little boys lose their virginity to homegirl
to be it because.
They wanted to be closer as a unit. So she came up with it. It wasn't like they raped her or nothing. She said that I know it's something, and it's the quote. I remember this. I read it vividly. She goes, I know something that'll bring us all closer together. And, like, the one nerdy, real, real nerdy dude that's kind of gay, the one with the glasses, he kind of like, no, we can do it. And she started grabbing people balls and stuff and, like, pop it off.
But why does, so how does it help them be it?
Because since it is hate, what beats it is what? Love.
Love.
Yeah.
Love is the Brooklyn way.
So did they change it for the movie then? Because
that's only in the book.
Because hate was fear.
Yeah,
it was fear.
Yeah, that's and then it goes. You know the whole Dark Tower thing with it. It is a part of that whole thing as well,
right.
Which is a whole another deeper aspect when you look at the whole universe of Stephen King.
Like if you had to say Dark Tower was hell, it would be like he wouldn't be Satan, but he'd be like a high level demon.
Yeah, he'd be one of the other devils.
Right,
lieutenants.
But I'm saying
he would run a circle of hell basically.
Yeah,
yeah, he's like that strong. Like he that kind of powerful.
The fact that we putting this nigga into
if we had, I mean,
a rent
had,
system.
I mean, we on a fucking.
I'm just saying, it's just funny because it's just like we're talking about a nigga hit, horror book's power level.
And you know what? Low key, I want to do a death battle using it too.
Oh no, man!
The history is he's an alien.
Yeah.
It is an alien or is a demon?
He's a demon.
No, he's an alien.
I thought he was a demon.
No, I thought he was a demon. Because he said he's straight evil, so I'm thinking he's a demon.
No, no, he's an alien from...
Oh, like, no, he's a devil, a spirit, evil spirit from another dimension.
Yeah,
he's like a... Like a what's my man name from Doctor Strange? Dormammu.
Dormammu.
He basically like a Dormammu.
Yeah, there you
low,
go.
Low key.
So no, with the movie though. But no, they basically run a train on her, and willingly, not a
yeah, like,
not like the.
So it's not really a train. It's like a.
The hell orgy.
It's an orgy.
It's a child
no,
sewer.
No, orgy, I would think an orgy is considered like multiple different sexes.
In the sewers. In the sewers, mind you. In the sewers.
Those
niggas
were smashing in the sewers?
And it's
the sewers,
five on one. I think that's
wait a minute,
past
I thought it was seven. No, that'd be six on one. Cause
six. Well, no. It was six of them total.
Yeah, no, I thought it was seven.
No, it is seven. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
right. Seven.
You're
so,
right.
Yeah,
I've read the book.
Yeah.
I think that's a train.
Or a porno.
Oh, no,
is
it
not a train?
I mean, if it was everything willingly, I mean, it'd probably be an orgy at that point, though.
No, orgy is multiple different sexes
at the
same time.
He might have a point. I think he might be a train because niggas was probably just waiting in line because nobody else.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, you're just sitting there tugging on your dick while it's like,
no, I think some of them, they were kids. Like, some of them are like, oh, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what is it? You know, like, some are uncomfortable. Some of them are like, hell yeah, you know, of course.
Right.
And
like,
the other ones are like,
Young Richie.
He's like,
Young Richie.
Richie.
Yo, Richie's about that life. He's like, shit. Now, I've been waiting for you to say this for a minute.
Basically,
technically, I was just going to fill in your ass in a minute after everybody was left, but I guess we all got to share.
Right.
Let me go first.
Basically, if I had to
we're going to the film, though, y'all.
If I had to say anything about without giving too much away, I say, because I watched the old TV movie a couple years back with Tim Curry in it. And Tim Curry is the man. Let's get that out the way.
All the way.
Yeah, Tim Curry is the man. So it's really...
He won't even talk about it in interviews, for real. He just doesn't. He only talked about it like one time in 20-some minutes.
Have they ever asked him, though?
Yeah, people have asked him.
Yeah,
because
that's like one of his most famous roles, is it? Yeah.
But what... Like, what's his...
I mean, it's a fucked up thing, man.
Yeah.
It is. Like, Stephen King was high out of his
motherfucking
mind.
He was like getting a divorce. He was going... He admits, like, I was fucked up. And that's one of his longest books, too. It's like 1,300 pages.
Because you got to remember, it's like, damn, it's two movies. Because it's two halves of the story. You got the kid's side, and you got when the kids grew up to be adults. So, you know what I'm saying?
But I still don't know what... I mean, I know it's driving the current actor crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, he's having trouble breaking... I don't know, like...
Oh, he having a heat ledger moment?
Yeah, not necessarily death-wise, but he...
No, I mean not death, but I'm saying he getting too into his role.
Yeah, like, it was such a fucked up place that he had to be. Like, he's imagining actually seeing it and shit. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
But you got to remember, man...
Maybe that's what Tim Curry was going through.
And
just don't talk about it. That's why he don't talk about it.
And that's what I'm saying with it, man. Like, one, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you take any of your kids to go see it, you an asshole. Like, for real. You really
clear.
No, for real. Real shit. Like, you an asshole if you take your kids to go see it. Like,
why
no
would
bullshit.
You take your kid to see it?
It's 2017. Niggas are assholes, G. Surprised. You trust me. You'd be surprised.
How old is too young, though? Because my dad was real bad as a parent.
Anything that's not a preteen.
Oh, no. I'd have been in there. Because I would suggest movies for my dad to take me to.
But yeah, but you got to remember, 27 years ago, you look at it now, it's kind of...
It's hokey as fuck. I mean, it was scary then.
But the new It now, the dude from Hemlock Grove?
Is there anything comparable
you know,
from back in the day that, like, so... I went to see Freddy movies in the theaters.
Yeah, but it was hokey. Well, so here's the thing.
And that was scared the shit out of me. I mean,
it scared the shit. If I took my kid to see It, it would hella be... For personal reasons, like
to fuck them up, like
you
ain't do your homework.
You want to act up?
Cool. I'm taking you to the movies. No, don't even tell them. Are we going to the nigga? I done got over.
No,
we
this
to
be
movies.
Talking shit. This be talking shit after the movies is over. This is like, oh okay, yeah. You want to have a clown party? Is that what you want to clown for your birthday? I suggest you stop acting up in school, or we gonna have a visit.
Real shit. And this is how fucked up. To me, this is how fucked up it is. So, since you already read the book, you know what happens to the main character, the little brother. Oh, they show that shit.
Oh, word?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, they show that shit.
Yeah.
And you like, and you feel like, oh, nigga, no the fuck. It's like, no, we ain't about to go this route.
We can talk about it off air, but there are points, like...
I read the book, so I don't need to spoil it. I mean, we could talk about it offline, but I mean...
Right.
It's nowhere as far as in the book, you know, like, because they can't... Like I said, it'd be NC-17.
Let's just put it this way. It's so great, like... The 90s version doesn't have anything on this. Like,
right, it was
made
for TV
horror, too. It's a true horror movie.
You also know it's like the second most watched made for TV movie in history.
That's right.
TV.
I believe it.
It's like another random movie for like the early 80s or 70s that's like number one.
It was so good. There was a moment in there that actually scared me. Like,
Are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
It depends. Yes! Yes! Woo! Hey, I don't know why that fucked me up. And
nigga,
and
oh
my wife
God.
Was like, why did this kid? I'm like, dude, I have no... Because I thought it was over. Nigga. I thought it was done.
And dog, like, they, like for real...
Okay, I want to
like,
see
I, like, for real shit, like, I would say... The dude, like I said, the homie from Hemlock Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Hey, no, he actually can make himself cockeyed. Like, that's not a... Yeah.
Some people can do that. I know some people can do that.
He made cocked as a motherfucker. Like, that's a skill he got. Like, and was and like I said, you know, his pops is the dude who played the doctor on Thor.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
And
okay.
his brother played the new Tarzan. He was Tarzan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he come from family actors.
Okay.
Like, his dad was Stellan Skarsgård and his brother's Alexander.
Alexander.
So that, yeah. His name is Bill.
Okay.
So, yeah, and Bill was in Hemlock Grove. That's how I know him.
Dude, the reason why they nailed it so well, like, he nailed it so well, though, like,
and they showed the leopard, dude.
Yeah, from the drooling, like the way he held it, like the way he held his mouth, like you really feel like.
So, is this movie just based on just the kids portion of the book?
Yeah, right. It's just the kids half of the book.
Okay, so they didn't try to do the whole.
No, thing. There's gonna be chapter two.
Another one.
Okay, I know it's supposed to be another one, but I didn't know how they stopped it at basically when the kids do they thing. To,
they we're stopping basically. I mean, since you know, about
yeah.
So you when they make the pact to say we're gonna come back 27 years later,
gotcha.
Which 27 years later would technically be 2015, 2016.
Okay.
So the adults would be around probably your age.
Okay,
that's real.
Close, okay. Like close to your age.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, they'd be around they had to be around maybe they late 30s. No older than 40.
Who's the little black kid who played my homeboy that ends up staying and he stayed in Maine. After everybody else left.
You're talking about Mac Hanley. You're talking about Mike.
Yeah, because he's the only person that stays
in
town.
Yeah, it's this dude named Chosen Jacobs.
He hadn't been anything else?
I can't remember, but...
No, he did a good job.
He did a good job.
He was the only nigga that was roughing motherfuckers up for real.
Oh, okay.
Hey, no, he caught it for real, now I think about it.
he caught it because, the Bauer gang, you know, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fucking with everybody. He racist as fuck, too.
Right, his dad, you know, Henry Barber, yeah.
They in the book, they call him nigga a whole bunch.
They don't call him nigga, but you can see why he get picked on a whole lot.
Gotcha. Okay.
You can clearly tell some racist shit. Like, they go out there. I mean, they pick on the fat kid, too. But you can tell they straight went out. They way the fuck with him. And speaking of which, when they was fucking with him, that one scene.
Which one?
With the kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I ain't trying to say it.
Yeah.
Dog. I was like, nope. I was like, hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. I was like, yo. But the beginning of it, to me, for real, like, it set the tone about what kind of fucked up shit you was going to see. Because it was like, and you got to remember, the little boy is 7.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so you like, you see this little 7-year-old boy.
Hey, snatched he plays up. The fuck out of it, too. Like,
the little boy?
He's like, he portrays the innocence. Like, he ain't no little fuck nigga 7-year-old.
Like, no, he's like a really innocent.
He's an 87?
Yeah, he's an 87-year-old.
Okay, because like, a 7-year-old now is a fuck, fuck kid.
No, he's a... No.
Because like a 7-year-old now be like, fuck that motherfucking clown. He'd whoop his ass.
Nah,
7
man.
And 80s was still innocent.
You can't do it then because he's not afraid. Ain't nobody afraid of the nigga.
No, exactly. Like, fuck a clown.
Fuck this motherfucking clown.
You know what, we fucked up a clown in my 5th birthday party.
And it's not even the shit on the OG version Tim Curry, because don't get me wrong, Tim Curry version still is brand as shit. But
even though the movie's not good,
I will say it put to me, it had like a Heath. It was like Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger. It was kind of like Tim Curry and Bill Skarsgård.
Okay,
it was like good to me. It was good like that. It was like ooh.
So we don't watch that. Let's film to kill itself now, basically.
Nah,
I don't think it's gonna go that far,
but I think
nigga, that's a hell of a
But when you see like where he had it, like it's understandable like where you had to go because literally like your whole goal is to fuck up children. So like if you're not in that place,
then
like,
you can't.
Because they even talk about like he even talked about like it was weird being on the set with kids because. Like shit would happen, and the kids were so good actors. He's like, "Yo,
like he wants to take care of them." Like,
he's
it's
like,
all
are
good.
You okay? And the dude, and then they'd be like, "Cut." The kid would be like, "Oh no, I'm fine. You're doing a great job."
I know. I mean, don't worry. We fucked up clowns like this for my 6th birthday.
Some of them are professional actors, so they used to this shit.
They're like, no, you're doing a great job with your character. I really like where you're going.
But I did like the fact that the studio and the director made sure that Bill Skarsgård did not meet any of the kids until he was in costume.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he didn't meet none of the kids until the day he had to film. So the day he actually say action, that's when he actually met everybody. You met the kids.
Okay.
So how, I wonder how they did like run throughs and
like I mean, they did the run. I'm sure they did the run
table readings and stuff, like table readings and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they had someone do it, but I'm pretty sure Bill Skarsgård had to probably do it. I mean, because I guess they didn't want to be like, they want the kids to be actually have some sort of fear from them. Yeah. Some sort of actual natural fear to it, you know, outside of just acting. They want to be more natural.
Right.
So I understand it, but like I said, if you see it and you just show like, oh, I gotta take my kid to see it. Get a babysitter, all right? Just don't take your kids to see it. If you're not an asshole, don't be an asshole to take your kids to go see it unless it's like a punishment. And yes, I said
now
punishment.
Now keep in mind,
right,
these kids are new. They whooped the clown's ass though for the kindergarten.
But when you see this,
it's
probably it's one of the best remakes I've seen in a long time.
Like, wow.
It's a deserving
remake. It's on par with that Freddy That Freddy.
I'll say it's better, man.
No, it definitely is. I'm saying like,
see, I didn't like the Freddy movie that much plot-wise, but the dude that played Freddy was damn good doing Freddy.
This is a true horror movie. Like how they could get away with shit they couldn't get away with at ABC, they getting away with it now.
Like, I think, when I say that, it's like, when I saw that last Freddy, like, the plot wasn't that great, but you could tell there was a level of respect.
Yeah, to the original
movies, and they definitely held on to that.
Okay.
Like, you could tell in the book, like, definitely try to stick as close to the book as they can without going NC-17.
Right, because it would be NC-17.
No,
there's
it would definitely be
NC-17, yeah.
Like, hands down. Like, if they would have had to put, like, Patrick didn't die the way he was supposed to die in the book.
Oh, okay.
So, in the play, Patrick's supposed to die in the book. Yes, he's supposed to have, like, these, like, it turns into, like, these, all, like, bugs or leeches or something like that. And he sucks them dry. And eat him's ass alive. Mm. And it's like...
So that kind of happened, but just not in the same respect.
But we didn't see it the way it's supposed to happen. No. But now, and then, like, the way he would, like, jump up and kind of, like, right before he attack you, like, the way he, like, shake his head real violently and just start running to high speed and moving fast. Like, oh, hell, dog. But now, I would say it's a dope movie, me personally. Like, I recommend, if you want a real good horror movie, it's definitely good.
Well, it's funny because I had this conversation with my wife because she was like, well, it's not really, you know... The whole idea of it being, you know, you have to get, like, why wouldn't he? He's had it so many times or so many chances to kill these kids. Why doesn't, like, what took him so long? Like, why could he not kill them? You know, because they were scared. And I was like, well, it's almost like that Asian custom, the dog festival.
What's that? Explain that for some people.
So.
Including me.
Right. Well, so there's this, it's someplace in China, I think, that it's called the Festival of Dogs or something like that, where they eat dog meat.
Okay.
But what they do is they string the dogs up and they hold blowtorches underneath them. And, you know, it takes them a while to kill. Like, it's torture, basically.
But also, the meat is probably, the meat is tender
He's seasoning the meat, basically.
Yeah, and you tenderize the meat. When you don't just kill the meat, it tender.
Exactly.
The meat is more tender.
Well, but that's also...
Oh, but you're saying that the same concept in his mind.
Well, it is. Well, in China, they say that. They said the fear... And that adrenaline of the dog gets into the meat. That's why they do that before they kill him and eat him.
So that's saying it has the same exact kind of premise. Like, I'm just doing this to really for meal prep.
Okay.
Yes.
Real shit. Like, that his whole point of scaring the fuck out of you is for meal prep. And for people that don't know how fucked up it is, like, they didn't show everything, but as far as like what he can do, mind you, he can shapeshift into literally any fucking thing. Yeah. Literally anything that you will have an actual fear of, like your absolute worst fear, literally comes to life if he sees you, because he automatically knows it. Then not only can he shapeshift, no, if you're a child, then you just, it's done, because it's easy to scare. That's why he's targeting kids, because it's so easy. You know that.
Yeah.
And not only that, then you also got to remember, you got to keep in mind the fact of the matter is, he can give the parents amnesia, so they don't even remember all the child murders and disappearances that happened. So
yeah,
it's
I didn't
like,
know that.
So like,
yeah.
So like, you know, like when
the whole town doesn't remember what happened.
They don't remember. Like
right.
They don't really
I didn't
trip
understand
off
like why that wasn't true.
No, that's his power. Part of his power is like once he takes the kids, like he makes all the adults not remember shit.
That's crazy.
So basically, that's why every 27 years, you just see like posters of kids, but it's like hella unsolved mysteries. Like no one knows where these kids are at, because that's how it wants it to be. And even though like everyone like, oh, it's Penny, no, it's it, and we don't know how it looks, and the only thing we know that's close to it, and you get a slight glimpse of it with its little deadlight shit, because they do show the deadlights.
Okay.
They do show the deadlights. So then when they show the deadlights, so, and you see it, but it's still kind of like you never know what it looks like, because like I said, it's beyond human comprehension. So you don't know. You just like, if you see it, it makes you go catatonic.
Yeah,
cause like instantly, because yeah. your mind can't process what the fuck you just saw, and it snaps. Like your mind literally snaps out, like instantaneously.
Yeah, that happens in the second part of the book.
So that's why she did, because all those kids and her saw its real form, and that's how it went catatonic.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I recommend go see it. If you love a movie, I say go see it.
All right. Did anybody get to see the Netflix documentary Strong Island yet?
No, man. I got it in my queue, dude. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
How is it, man?
Which one is Strong Island?
It's about this girl. She does a document on her brother being killed in 1991 by this guy that was working on his car.
Nah,
yeah, it's in Long Island, so it's called Strong Island or whatever. And it just tries to break down. It's somewhat sad, and the pacing of it is like weird because you can fall in and out of it because it's real personal, and it's like some of it, and like she's so, and this how it tells you how we used to be in, and even in the 90s, she was reading his journal of what he was trying to do with his life for like that year, like he was trying to go into law enforcement,
right,
like, and so she's reading his journal, like I need to lose 15 pounds by X amount of date before my thing physical, to go into, right? Before my physical and stuff like that, and he's doing reading other letters he did, like I'm like, damn man, like he did a lot of journaling, like. Who the fuck's writing a journal? Well, I guess that'd be a vlog now or something like that.
Nah, it's still a journal. It's big. It's still big.
Okay. But I just feel like it was like more of a common thing maybe then.
Yeah, well, it's done differently now, but it still happens.
And it just breaks down. Basically, he gets shot. This guy that runs into him from an all-into bottle body shop. He says, instead of calling the police, let me fix the car for you, you know what I'm saying, on my own or whatever. So he let him take the car. They was taking forever doing it. His mom went over there to like check, see what was going on with his car, because he's only like 23, 24. Mm-hmm. He had just left college or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they cuss her out and call him like a bitch and a hoe. So he goes back up there to confront them about going off on his mom and his car. So he like throws some stuff, throw a vacuum cleaner, a whole bunch of shit. Then he comes back again to try to get his car, and then the dude shoots him or whatever. And then they never went past a grand jury, and it was this claimed self defense. And he shot him from long distance. And it's the whole thing of her trying to figure out, and she went back to the old DA, the old detective on the case. Like she tried to interview people that were a part around it, like his friends and stuff like that. And then the crazy shit was, like a month before, he saved the life of another DA. That was getting robbed at an ATM.
Who saved the life? Her brother?
The brother did a month before he died. A dude was robbing another district attorney from another place at an ATM and shot him in the side of the head. He ran the dude down, tackled him, and kept him down till the police came. This DA dude didn't even realize it was associated with cases until after the dude got killed.
Wow.
That was the same dude that saved his life, basically.
I wonder if he tried to reopen the case.
Well, no, he's in the documentary, so he's talking about like how they fucked up with the case and stuff like that, or whatever. But when you first see him, you don't know why he's in there. He's just talking about the case.
Right.
Then he tells a story about the dude that saved his life. Him and his boy. It was him and his boy that saved his life, basically, and caught the dude that robbed him and shot him in the side of the head.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it was interesting, man. I just think the pacing could have been a little bit faster because it's an hour and a 50.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's a long documentary considering it's only one individual, and it's really, I mean, it's very intimate too, though. So, like, his family went through some shit afterwards. Like, so, like, the documentarian, she feels bad because she was gay and never got to tell her brother, and she was super close to him.
Oh, okay.
And she went off to college and found herself and everything, and then she came out gay, and she said that was her biggest thing, that she never got a chance to ever tell him. And she was always fronting around him because I was her big brother and stuff like that. And then her dad and her mom divorced because of it, basically. He had a stroke and they divorced because of it.
Mm.
Because it's the way that they coped through through that loss.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So it's ill, man. I would suggest y'all watch it. It's a different kind of pace, though. It's a little bit slower than I would want it to be, but it's good.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, anybody get to see this? I like this one. It's a teeny Reality High.
You know, I saw the trailer for that, man. Like, I wanted to check it out, man.
It's good, man. It's like Can't Hardly Wait 2017, or like crazy autumn 90s joints with like
10 Ways to Lose a Guy.
There you go. Can't Hardly Wait, all the Lindsay Hohan movies, and Hohan. I said Lindsay Hohan. And that was on accident.
Freudian slip.
And that was on accident. I actually would have said Lindsay Hohan if I'd really thought about it.
That was just in your spirit, man.
It was in my spirit, man. The Lord knew.
Horrible.
But it was good, man. But it was like a black version.
Okay.
But it was a mixed school, but right. The main characters were black. And basically, but it's all through social media, which is crazy because it shows like how these kids can be destroyed by each other through social media.
Mm. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun little movie. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's a fun little movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's a fun movie. It's only an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out. All right, baby.
I did see Death Note.
Okay. I would like to hear your thoughts on this.
Go ahead.
You can do it quickly.
I mean, you know. I haven't watched the anime yet, so my hope's up. I could see, like, where they were trying to be clever. I don't know. It felt a little rushed to me. I don't know. It's just...
All the movies seemed like it moved fast as fuck.
It felt like it moved fast, but it also felt like... It had a Transformer feel.
Oh, shit. That's a hell of a comparison.
Not, like...
Well, you can't see the robots for real and shit.
Like hokey-ish a little bit. Like, even though I like Lakeith, like, his character was a little hokey to me until, like, certain points in the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of like the nigga from Sector 7 in Transformers.
Okay.
Like, the way that it was shot, like, all of it just...
You talking about John Turturro.
You know what? In a sense, I can see where you're going with that. I can.
So I was just like, I could see it, but it's like, the payoff's never really there. You know what I mean?
And you see what I mean at the end? Yeah. He was acting like I was like, come on.
And the way they ended it, I was just like,
what?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I was like, so y'all tried to set this up for a sequel, I guess?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like three of them they was trying to do. I don't know. Man, they fuck around and get another one because so many people watched it to see how bad it was, I think, that people are like, oh, this shit popped.
That's crazy.
It's like that Catch Me Outside girl. Like, people watched that, watched her video. She's got like 20 million views, but I don't know people watched it because they liked it or they wanted to see, like, what the fuck she was on.
Low key, that's like one of the only few times in Netflix history I actually gave a thumb down.
I've given some thumbs down on there.
But that's like one of the few times.
I don't even rape motherfuckers. I
try to do it for people like you that come along and be like, oh, we got this.
I should be better about it. I just don't think about it. I'm just like, oh.
I wish they had more of a social...
Well, I don't like the way they get it now, though.
Yeah, I wish they had more of a social sharing system where, like, we could all be connected.
That would never happen.
Why not?
That's the same reason they moved that shit to how they got it now.
No, but I'm saying, though, you could have a group of people that you kind of... are like, and like, oh shit, Jane's like that shit, I'm gonna go ahead and jump on
that.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Like, where you can have a group almost where you all can kind of see individually.
Like, if you can follow people.
See, like, what kind of shit they like to watch and stuff like
or
that.
Or have a group even where, like, oh,
I mean, that might be coming, but I don't like the way that, I don't like that new rating.
Yeah, because you could actually have the different stars.
Because I guess the reason why is they're trying to cater directly to you, right, personally. Like, you know, trying to say, like, okay.
No, Teddy wanted to be where the stars, where you can see always two or three stars.
No, I agree. But I think that's why
I thought they did it because it's.
People start getting dissed, and motherfuckers like, fuck that. I ain't gonna watch
because what they're matching is, they're matching what you like and dislike, and not necessarily the quality of the movie. You see what I'm saying?
One Tyler Perry movie will fuck up your cue.
Well, even outside of that, so, like, for instance, if I like
martial
arts...
thumbs down, though.
It don't matter. I had all kind of bullshit come up in my queue.
It's not even the fact what comes up in queue. So, like, if I say, yo, I like martial art films...
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Blood and Bone comes out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, what's that other one? Wolfgang from China.
Wolf Warrior.
That's
all on Netflix.
Right. Okay. So the first one was all right.
Yeah.
But if I look at Blood and Bone and I'm going to search these other ones, I already know that I'm looking for this category. So I'm looking at the stars and say, oh, this is 3.5 stars.
Okay,
oh,
I'll give it
this
a chance.
Is right. Or this is 1 star. This must really fucking suck.
Yeah.
Versus like, well, hey, it's martial arts. It's, you know, has a lot of gunplay and swords. It matches what you like 91%. No, nigga, that's not what I'm asking.
Is this worth me sitting down
for 2 hours?
You're right,
and
though, Teddy. And you notice when they did it, though, right? I just thought about what you said. You're exactly correct. When did they start doing that?
I'm not sure.
I'm saying it's something that happened that why they start doing that, I think.
They start doing it
because they start putting their content up there more.
That's real.
Oh, yeah.
They start putting their content, and they want you to watch their content, so they put it across the whole platform.
That makes sense.
Because then if it was in their platform, you go, oh, that shit sucks. Netflix like, oh, no, no, we paid for this shit. You gonna watch this shitty movie and make sure you find out before on your own.
That's one thing I'll say about Netflix. Like, Netflix original content being, like, every week is something fucking new, dude.
It's 50-50, though.
It really is.
It's 50-50.
But you will find some gems in there. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, speaking of Netflix trash capades.
What?
No, I was going to go into the next thing.
Yeah.
The 20 worst.
Oh, y'all want to go to that?
Let's do it.
Since we talking about TV.
Our Friends is number one, ain't it?
No. It's like number 17.
Yeah, it got a respectable.
It got like 28%. It's some motherfuckers on there that got 0%.
Yeah, so hold on. Let's do that.
Oh,
so
shit.
The 20 worst TV movies, TV shows ever made. This is according to Rotten Tomatoes. Number 20, Mulani. I don't even know. Mulani. This is a black...
Mulaney,
okay. This is on NBC in 2015. It got 17%. Next up, Iron Fist, 17%. That's self-explanatory. Ironside, 14%. Now, this was the one... I thought Blair Underwood did decent with this. I didn't think it was that bad. Apparently. It wasn't good, but wasn't as bad as there to me as this. Truth be told, I thought the show was actually going to be pretty good. This is the one with Mark Zach from Saved by the Bill. Mark Paul Gosselaar. And it seemed like it was cool. It was like basically about two couples, a black couple and a white couple trying to kick it or whatever. I never watched it, but I saw the preview. Like, okay, that seemed like it might be decent. I may watch it maybe, but I never got a chance. They gave it a bad rating, 13%.
Damn.
Damien. 11%. I didn't even know this show existed. I guess it's supposed to be a part of the Omen franchise as a TV show. Next up, Rob. This is Rob Schneider had a show. It's got 11%. Like,
oh my God.
So, yeah, that's called Rob. Next up, Friends with Better Lives. This one has 10%.
Jesus.
This one has James Vanderbeek, a homeboy from Dawson's Creek, starting a new show. In 2014.
Tragic.
Number 13, Alan Gregory. Didn't even know about this show either.
This is my problem with doing it like animation, domination types of shit. It's probably what happened.
Okay. And this one is about a sarcastic 7-year-old. Oh, Jonah Hill did this?
Oh, damn.
Wow, he created it. All right. Okay. 12, Rosewood. Now, this one's crazy because Rosewood had two or three seasons. Some black women like this show. Maybe because it's more chestnut. Because
it's more chestnut.
Yeah, more chestnut.
Just to keep it honest, like, not to hate, but just.
Yeah, I didn't look like it was good to me. And it came on right before Empire, too. So that was a good push for it to be right before Empire. I got 9%. Mm. 11% Betrayal. I don't even know what Betrayal is.
I have no idea.
This came on ABC. It was, I guess, based off of Revenge. A spinoff of Revenge. Number 10 is Hank. This one had my boy in it, Kelsey Grammer.
Drunk ass Kelsey Grammer.
Right, and Kelsey Grammer is pretty much money, so that must have been real bad.
Punk ass. No, drunk ass.
Drunk ass. Number 9, I Hate My Teenage Daughter. That don't even sound like it's a good concept in 2017.
Yes.
Jamie Priestley is in
it. It actually do.
I hate my teenage daughter.
Oh, no, but it's why they hate their teenage daughter.
Okay.
Because they said the girls were growing up and starting to act like the girls they used to bully them when they were coming up.
Oh, wow. That's the concept of the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, I read it now. Dr. Ken, this show, is this show still on? I think this show is still on.
Nah, it said it's done.
It's done. It's done. But it had two seasons, I know.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Because I kept seeing it before, I think it came on, did it come on before? It came on before Blackish.
Yep.
So when I would DVR Blackish, I'd be like, "Dang, it's still on?" I was like, "Shit, okay." Number 7%, Work It. It's sent around two men dressing like women to score jobs during a recession.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't gonna work.
Yeah, I don't know.
That wasn't gonna work. Just be honest, I'm not gonna work.
Yeah. Number 6, We Are Men. This is a 4% show. Dang, this got Cal Penn, Jerry O'Connell. Damn, and this is the 4% of it's been that bad.
It probably could have popped. It'd be early 90s.
Yeah, I could see that. Number 5, 0% Dads.
That's a Fox show. Damn.
Fox got a lot of shows on here. Number 4%. Charlie's Angels had a reboot in 2011? Yes. I did not know that.
I didn't even know it.
I heard about it, but totally ignored it.
Who's the black girl? Is that? I don't even know who the black girl is. Damn, this is how off-brand it is.
Right.
Monica Kelly, I think. That's, or no, is it Annie? I don't even know. But, yeah, they that's got zero. Number 3, St. George. This was George Lopez. I remember when this came out. I never got a chance to watch it. But it's got a 0%. And it was on FX. He's got his new show now, though, that's still popping pretty good. I think it's just George or Lopez.
Yeah.
Or one of them like that. 2%, zero. Number 2, 0%. Hunters. Sci-fi. Is it Sci-Fi Network? No. This was Sci-Fi. Yeah, Sci-Fi Network. About a hunt, a sci-fi drama based on Williams Howe, Alien Hunter. And number 1, The Kennedys, After Camelot.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Katie Holmes was on this?
Jackie Kennedy.
Is that Fred Armisen? I think Fred Armisen's in it, if that's him, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it was a miniseries called The Kennedys that aired in 2011.
Matthew
Perry? Yeah, now you trying to be serious with this? Yeah, that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
Those are some bad TV shows, man. I could have probably named some more, though, but I guess they weren't rated. The Secret Life of Desmond Pfeiffer comes to mind for me. Secret Y'all remember that?
Mm-mm.
That was a UPN show that starred Michaela Williamson.
Because it was on UPN.
You pick a nigga. And it was the one star. It was basically, he was Abraham Lincoln's slave butler. It was like Benson in the Civil War. There you go. It was Benson in the Civil War. And it only get aired like one episode because people boycotted. And that, to think about then when something got boycotted, you know how many letters they had to get? Letters? Physical letters?
That's tragic.
To cancel something then?
Tragic.
And it one episode, man. And it was bad, too.
The fact that you even know because it only had one episode.
Yeah, man. I remember when they were advertising for it, and I was like, this don't sound good. That was on around the same time Fresh Prince was on. And I was like, this is going to suck. And I was like, The Secret of Desmond Pfeiffer. I ain't lived that long, but I'm sure that this is not a good idea. So let's go on to some more news. Stan Lee, hopeful Marvel gets X-Men and Fantastic Four back. Is this secretly happening? Nope. I'm going to answer that question. Nope. Stan Lee was high, drunk.
Like, Because this man going through some major heartache because he lost his wife. Man, go ahead, honest man, ahead and put this shit back in.
If I'm Fox, man, dude. I'd be like, I'd send him a bouquet of flowers and be like,
right,
get well soon. It'd be like, get well soon. Yeah, man, you ain't gonna get this shit back. Get well soon because you're gonna be sick after you find out we know.
Dude, like, to me, MCU, they shooting themselves in the foot, not bringing in Fantastic Four.
They can't. Fox ain't gonna let them have it.
I mean, at this point, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, but they shot themselves in the foot, though. It's like,
but they had to at the time.
It's just like, oh, man.
They had to. They were hemorrhaging money. Like,
I know. And that's the thing. It's like, fuck. Because I'm looking at, like, how could the MCU, like I always say, if the MCU has Doctor Doom in it, that's a whole different level of villain that I think it will easily overtake.
But then at the same time, I wonder, did it make Marvel become more creative with what they're doing by not having the crutch of a lot of those X-Men and a lot of the Doctor Doom?
I think so.
Like, they had to come up with some of the newer storylines that we've seen in comics, like the Krulls and stuff like that.
Where, I mean, it was out of necessity for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, though, they came up with some stuff, like, if they had Doctor Doom, we could run Doctor Doom for 10 movies in a row as the villain for every motherfucker.
Well, you know, with Doctor Doom, you don't want to, I think in a live action sense, unless it's like a show, you don't want to overdo Doom like that. Not in the movie sense. I mean, to me, I don't think you want to.
They would run Doom like fucking Darth Vader.
No. If you had Doom,
they'd roll his ass out every movie. He'd be in there some way.
Because, like I said, I already know how I feel about Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Just like I said, he's great super villain all the time, own weaknesses himself, easily. But like I'm saying, I agree, though. They probably would run into the ground and be like, ugh. I mean, don't get me wrong, they can use Galactus. They can use a lot of different people and all this other shit. I mean, but it's just a soul fact. It's just like, come on now. I mean, personally, how would you think if Fantastic Four was a TV show instead of a movie?
See, I think Fantastic Four sucks as a collective.
I mean, as a collective, I understand. You know, it's not the greatest collective. I mean, their villains make a better...
Yes.
Make them...
Except for the Mole Man.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four do have like
that's some, a real thing too. Yeah. Mole Man is a real person.
Like I say, outside of Franklin Richards, Doctor Doom, Galactus, and it's like some super high level beings that I don't even want to get to right now. Yeah, I can agree with you to an extent.
Yeah, like I mean, Doctor Doom is, if it wasn't for Doctor Doom, nobody give a fuck about the Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
they would.
I'll give you that.
All right, next up, Drew Goddard is supposed to direct the new X-Force movie. It's going to be based around Deadpool, of course, and a whole team of strategic people putting in work.
Okay. So Ryan Reynolds Deadpool, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, they finna ride Ryan Reynolds like they did.
Hugh Jackman?
Yep. That's exactly what you could tell. That's what they finna do.
I mean, but
he's finna lead X-Force. He's got his own movies. Like,
I mean, but you know what? I mean, but you kind of
no, because
need...
Cable runs X-Force.
But you mean, I mean,
but I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they gonna ride that. You know, they ride that train.
Right. They don't ride that train. I mean, who said like my man ain't gonna show up? Someone in the movie.
No, he's supposed to be in it.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
in it.
But
okay.
But Deadpool's the leader of this group, though. How the fuck you have Deadpool? Deadpool's too damn silly to be a leader.
Just make it. I mean, I'd be better off just having a Cable and Deadpool movie.
That's. I mean, that's what this second Deadpool. I mean,
technically, I mean, I guess it could work.
For anybody that wants to know, Drew Goddard, he wrote the first Cloverfield. He wrote and directed Cabin in the Woods. He wrote The Martian. Well, adapted
he wrote which,
it. Adapted.
He wrote which Cabin in the Woods?
The only one. The Cabin in the Woods, the main one. There's only one.
I'm sorry. I went too far. I went to Cabin Fever.
Oh, no, Cabin
Fever. Ryder Strong.
No.
Like,
And then, of course, he's writing Deadpool 2, and now he's directing and writing X-Force.
I said let the man rock, because, I mean, he got
a good... Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too.
He has a pretty damn good track record.
Oh,
so.
And he wrote part of Lost. I mean, the Daredevil and Lost.
Oh, yeah. Then the man got a damn good track record. Let that man rock.
Yeah, no. He gonna rock. No. That's gonna be... Fox is trying to do some things. They might need to, as long as they can. Simon Kinberg. That's the only thing I gotta say, bro. If they can only get away from him. Next up, Liam Neeson says he retired from action films.
It's about time.
I mean, he about 79, right?
Let the Irish OG go ahead and sit down, man. Cause
should have been sat down, right?
I mean,
them last Takens, man, he been kind of like in a wheelchair knocking over people at this point.
You're a horrible person.
I mean, yeah, he pretty much is elderly Jason Bourne at this point.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
who would win a fight, him or Harrison Ford?
Liam Neeson would hurt Harrison.
But you think Harrison Ford? I think Harrison Ford got them hands for you.
No, because all you got to do is kidnap this man's family.
Nah.
Give me back my family.
Nah, because Harrison Ford, he know that the 80s fighting style, the motherfucking long, drawn-back Rocky punches. Like,
yeah. I mean, you're talking about...
expecting it to make, like, devastating blows.
Why are you doing, like, the archery bow?
Because they do. Like, because they got to grab you by, like, the nape of the shirt and be like, you got to see the shit coming. And then the follow through across the face,
and then you have the monologue in between.
Right. Exactly. That's Harrison style.
That's true.
Liam Neeson knows like
Harrison Ford. I'll talk shit to you though. I'll shit talk you though.
Yeah, he would. He really would. But Liam Neeson, like, you know what? I don't need to talk. I got these hands.
All right. Next up, Donald Glover and Sterling Brown come home. Also, I forgot the young lady that won for best first black woman for a writer.
Alina Waithe.
For the Emmys last night.
Hey, shout out to everybody, dog, for real. Yeah.
First of all, I'm never watching The Last of Us ever. It looks way too depressing. Every time I see a clip of that bad boy, it's like...
It's not The Last of Us.
Is it All of Us?
This Is Us.
This is us. Yeah. Whatever. Never watching it.
I heard girls be crying every
day. No, that's what I'm saying. It looks depressed every time I see that heavyset woman, or I see the black man crying, or I see somebody like drinking some alcohol crying. Like, something. I'm like... Ain't nothing happy going on in here.
It's about life. It's just about some real life shit, bro.
I don't want real life. I'm going through real life right now.
Shit, who ain't? I mean, you know, I think that's the whole point. It's just like, you know, kids you relate to, you know, it's basically like you not alone. Like, everyone got bullshit going on. Like, you know, I think that's the whole premise of the show. Like, everyone has some shit going on in their life. Like, how do you cope with, like, you not alone? Everyone going through. I mean, that's the way I'm getting out of it. But
any y'all watch the Emmys?
In and out.
But still, y'all see Sterling K. Brown's speech?
Dude, they cut him off, didn't they?
Yeah, hey, that motherfucker kept going, too, though. They cut his mic. He was like, fuck that. Because everybody in this front row can hear me. Oh, I'm finna get these shout-outs off. And they even cut the lights off, but he still kept going. I was like, this is a nigga for you right here. Because, look, he probably like, yo, I ain't never gonna be back on this motherfucker. I'm getting out all them shout-outs. A shout-out to my kindergarten teacher, Miss Pulley. She kept me from eating them crayons, and I wouldn't be here right now. I'm gonna give a shout-out to my first-grade teacher, Miss Dow. If it wasn't for her, I'd have poked my eye with a pencil. I'd have went through all.
Hey, shout out to him, man. Cause like real talk, man, they did do my man bogus, man. Cause I'm like, so Nicole Kidman got about a good 10 minutes, read a whole fucking chapter of a book, damn near.
For real?
Yeah. That's all you guys. That's all 10 minutes. The whole 10 minutes, and you ain't gonna get my man.
He told him too. He's like, oh no, I'm gonna get my time. He said that too. Oh, I'm gonna get my time. I was like, ooh, this is a nigga for you.
Oh, yeah, same way with Cicely Tyson when Nika Noni Rose was up there. You know, I saw that clip too, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. So, you know, and Cicely's 92.
Yeah, I don't think that was a good idea to have her up there, though. I'm sorry.
Why she was
I felt bad there. Because she was forgetting. She was like, I almost felt like it was bad. Like, y'all gonna put this older woman over there, can't read the teleprompter, forgetting what she talking about. She leaned over like, shit, what are we here for again?
She did not say that.
Yes, Teddy.
She did not say that.
She looked like that, though. She leaned over like...
Well, because she couldn't read, so she...
No, I think she forgot really? Where she was at.
No, nigga. Then,
she was like, ma'am, you were at the... Oh, I'm at the Emmys. Okay. No. I thought
man,
I was...
Man, don't do Cicely Tyson like that, man.
Can I get a number 3?
Hey, man. Hey, look.
She thought she was Billy Bob's barbecue shack.
Hey, at the end of the day, shout out to Cicely Tyson,
yeah,
man.
No. That's a legend.
Legendary, man. Like, yeah, let the sister take a time and read, you know. Like, who didn't have a... Old grandma, old aunt, old family.
No, I get it. I just want to put my grandma up there. If she was going like that, I just would not gonna let my family get played like that.
Jesus,
you know. But also, did y'all see that episode? That what was her name again? One more time,
Lena White.
Wait. Did y'all see the episode of Master of None?
Which one?
It's supposed to be epically funny. I have not seen it because I need to sit down and watch all the Master.
Which one?
It's the Thanksgiving
episode. Season 1
it's
season 2?
Season 2 Thanksgiving
no,
episode.
No.
I heard it's supposed to be stupid funny, though.
Because
basically, Aziz Ansari goes to a black Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's amazing.
he goes to a black Thanksgiving dinner with her, like her character. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I might just have to go
Yeah,
watch
I might
that.
Just go straight to that just to see that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Another big winner was Black Mirror, the episode. I didn't see this
Sanjana
one.
Sanjana Perro?
Yeah. Did you see that episode?
Which one?
Was
Sanjana
it
Apparel.
Sanjana Apparel on Black Mirror? That one like, won like 4
you saw
or 5
all
Emmys.
Of them, right?
It won 4 or 5 Emmys.
Yeah, Sanjana Apparel is basically, if I can remember correctly, it's about basically this older lady, I want to say she like a black Latino lady.
Mm-hmm.
She basically in the future you find out, you know, you can take your consciousness into a virtual reality. No.
Okay.
And then, like, basically live out your life how you want to live it again. So,
then
like,
you just stay in a catatonic state while you're living your life in that other place?
Not catatonic. It's like you're getting a chance to try out basically a digital afterlife, in so many words.
Oh, so I mean, you die?
Like, basically, it's like a hospice for older people, but it's like a virtual reality. It's basically their version of the afterlife.
So it's kind of
so
like
you get to
Vanilla
upload
Sky?
Yourself
yeah. You, yeah
so
you,
it's like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So you get to upload.
Or Vanilla Sky.
That's basically that's no that's
Vanilla Sky.
In so many words, it's Vanilla Sky, but with a old lesbian romance.
Mm, okay.
In so many words,
okay.
Vanilla Sky meets an old lesbian romance. That's literally okay. The best way I can say it.
I heard, it, but that, it won like 4 Emmys last night, man.
No, it was good. No, it was a damn good episode.
The biggest winner,
Sanjana Apparel.
It's Black Mirror.
Yeah,
it's Sanjana
Apparel is the name of the facility. The name of the hospital facility.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Another big winner that's something I may need to watch, man. I keep hearing about it, The Handmaid's Tale.
I keep hearing about it.
Dude, yeah.
It won like 6-7 Emmys last night.
That shit get real,
dude. It killed, like, Stranger Things didn't win nothing.
And that's
And it was
lot,
nominated
though.
Like 10 different categories.
That's
Handmaid's Tale
lot.
Was beating them every rip. I'm talking for everything. Straight through.
I heard it's some real shit.
I heard it's some ill shit. Like, it's real. Like, crazy ill. Like, it's basically a Donald Trump's wet dream.
Yeah, but like medieval.
Cause basically all women, only thing they're here for is just to have your babies.
Damn.
That's what, like, that's it.
Basically back on some old school.
No, women. Even worse than that, I mean, they have to all live in the same place. You can just come in there and get your nut off and have a kid and take it, which
So in other words, some true old school medieval.
That's worse than medieval. Like you should, at least you have to have, take care of the chicken. You just put a little deposit down for her and drop her off like a kid at, a halfway house.
Shit, we probably talking about pre-Crusades type shit, dude.
I don't even know any time in history there's been anything like this from what I read on the synopsis. You had to take care of your woman, at least have her in the house cooking and cleaning. They don't even want that. They saying they keeping you in a house somewhere else. I come and get my nut off, and I'm out. Like, they don't even want you to cook
like
and clean.
It sounds like a fucked up harem.
Yeah, they don't. But it's a harem. But like, yeah, exactly. But at least back in the day, you at least want them cooking and clean. Like, nah, bitch. I just want a nut, and I want the kids.
See, I'm going to have to check that out, man. Because I've heard things about Handmaid's Tale.
It's a book,
Tale.
Too.
Yeah, you know, and that's why I heard it. But, you know, that's why exactly how I heard about it, too. And so I'm going to go ahead and check that out, man. Because I heard it's dope, but it's some, like you said, it's some real shit. Like,
yeah, like, so, like, some of these women are, like, doctors, all kind of shit. And they stripped them down to being this, like, the government flipped over. So, like, these women are doctors, lawyers. These ain't just regular chicks in this this house.
So is it what is it? So it's modern day or bad or like old?
It's modern day.
Oh, it's a modern
day. But they make them dress up like they in the past. Oh, like in some old like fucking shit. Like Puritan style women like pilgrim
like,
shit.
Like the bill, like yep. Kind of like some village type shit.
Yep.
Ooh,
yep. They make them dress up like that. Yeah. Because like it's like we're gonna take it back, and I'm like they just like way back. Like,
ooh, yeah. So
it's like the beginning of that Ahmad
so,
song.
So
like,
basically,
way back.
So in other words, a woman's absolute worst nightmare.
Oh yes.
Shit.
They don't own their vagina, basically. Yeah, it's damn. Ill. Donald Glover killed it, man. First black actor to win for a TV series, a comedic TV series since Benson. And he's only the second, and he's only the second black person.
Shout out to motherfucking Childish, man. Because real talk, man,
and first black director to win.
And you know what? I'm gonna say this, man. And I've been a child of fan, been a fan of Childish for a long time since like the EP tapes. I'm talking about back
it's my
in the day,
bonfire,
you know,
campfire, and all that.
Yeah, I'm talking Freaks and Geeks and shit. Yeah. We talking about Freaks when this nigga was skidding. Like that's when I really became a fan of his. And I've been fucking with Donald Glover for a long. I'm talking about. What's that shit called? Mystery Team. We talk about nigga. Like y'all don't know about this shit. Talk about all y'all niggas. Man, wait, y'all gotta know about that Community. We talking about old school Down the Globe. Like 30, yeah, we right, talking about 30 Rock ass, down the Globe.
Mm-hmm.
So we like, so I'm, you know, I've seen Down the Globe grow up to, because he only like a few years older than me. So I'm like, I'm seeing this dude basically grow to be who he is, and then you know he got one of the dopest songs out. That's an R&B song, Redbone.
Yeah. Like, that whole album is dope.
The whole album is amazing.
Well, the fact that he could... I just wonder why it's never happened. I don't know. It's stuff like that that kind of makes me upset. It doesn't make me upset, but it's like...
It just wasn't his time.
Well, no. It's not that. It's like... I'm trying to figure out how
he's more talented than Jamie Foxx.
He...
I've been waiting to say that on the podcast for a long time.
That's
yes,
Santa.
He is.
Until he won the Academy Award, though. I don't know.
No.
He got the Academy.
Okay.
He got to win that.
I like Jamie Foxx, no doubt. But I think he's very overrated. And he picks bad roles. Name me a good role outside. Okay. There's only two good roles he's ever had in his life.
So
Ray and Django?
No. I would say, okay, three then. Is one more. Ray,
Collateral?
Django. Yep, that's it. Ain't no other. Every one of his movies has been trash. Well, Willie Beeman, maybe. Willie Beeman, I'll give you Willie Beeman,
I mean,
if you really want to stretch
me. I thought he did a good job in Ali.
He was okay in there. But that's not him. I'm talking about where he's the star.
Well, oh, he's
star. Starring role.
So, but, I mean, how many movies does he have out, though?
He has a
about
solo.
About 20 or 30 movies.
He has a soloist. He has...
Yeah, he got a gang of movies, man.
I don't think he got 30 movies
yet. I mean, I wouldn't say 30. He's got in double. It's double.
He might
double
have
digits.
10. I mean, he's in Baby. Like, but that are solely his? No.
Oh, no, not that are solely his.
But that's what we're saying. So, like, if we gave him four and he's got eight, that's still 50%.
Right.
But I think that, he's also going to play Mike Tyson. I think he could.
I think he's going to kill the fuck out
I know, he is. But I think he's good at mimicking other people.
He
not,
is.
Like, taking a role and transforming it, if that makes sense.
I don't. So, I disagree. I feel like... He's Nas.
No, don't compare. Don't compare Jamie Foxx.
He's Nas.
Don't do that. Don't do
no,
that.
No, no,
don't do that.
No, and I'll tell you why he's Nas.
I need to hear this.
It's exactly what you used to say about Nas. Like when I was thinking about this the other day when we all first started Straight Outta Low Cash, and Rick Ross was just starting to jump.
Mm-hmm. He needs his beats.
He needs his beats. You're like, Nas got the potential, but
Nas is the best lyricist of all time,
right,
but he has the worst beats.
But he needs a beat selector.
Yeah.
it's kind of in the same fashion. Like, Jamie Foxx is really, really fucking talented.
No, he is. I'm not dissing Jamie Foxx.
No. So that's what I'm saying. So, but if he had somebody, like somebody else that could, let's say Leonardo DiCaprio was choosing his roles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we would look at him differently. Like,
but I think a part of being a dope actor is picking good roles, though, too. That's a part of being a... Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. Like, we always talk about Denzel picks great roles.
But Denzel is the same nigga in every...
Doesn't matter. He picks good roles.
So, does that make him a good actor? So, can Denzel play Michael?
Michael?
Mike Tyson.
I think he could, if he was younger. I think he could.
Hey, I ain't in it, dog. I ain't in this shit.
I think if he was younger, I think it'd be Denzel Washington as Mike Tyson, but I think he could do it.
It wouldn't be Mike Tyson. It would be Denzel.
But okay, so you're saying that Jamie Foxx is better than Denzel? Are we getting that? Let's not go there.
No.
Jamie Foxx has way more
flops.
We'll
be here for a whole hour.
No. I want to confront this. I want Teddy to.
I'm saying like this. There's different types of ability. So the ability to channel another motherfucker
is great. It is.
It's fuck. And be believable.
But see, this is the thing, though. I think Ray was perfect for Jamie Foxx. Right. He really didn't transform himself. That's something that might. That's a character.
No.
Listen what I'm saying, though, before. I know you're finna go off on me. Listen what I'm saying. This is a character he could play. I could see him playing on In Living Color. Right. Like, when I think of somebody transforming himself, like.
They're different actors. So, perfect example. Denzel can do plays, he can be Shakespeare in the Park.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to ask Denzel to go be somebody else because that's not him. Like half the reason why Jules didn't like the Kingsman is because fucking Samuel Jackson is lisp. Samuel Jackson with a fucking lisp.
His normal self, though. That was something different.
Was it? Or was it just that nigga talking with a lisp?
Yes, but that's not something you've seen him do.
He's not really trained. So it's motherfucker instead of motherfucker, and I'm supposed to be.
No, he didn't cuss in the movie.
He definitely cussed in the movie.
He said shit or something like that, but
he said fuck at the end.
Okay, he said one cuss word. That's
like Samuel Jackson movie where I'll say fucking.
No. Samuel Jackson, he said at least five fucks for it to be his movie. It's a cameo appearance if it ain't five.
What I'm trying to get you to see, Day, is it is difficult to be another motherfucker. Like, so for example, the reason why people love Johnny Depp is because Johnny Depp can be any motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's not Johnny Depp in every movie. It's not the same nigga in every movie. If Denzel's the same person in every movie, if Samuel Jackson is the same person in every movie.
I'm not putting Sam on the same level as them.
I'm just giving you an example of people who are considered great actors, mm-hmm. but they are themselves like we love them so much. You can put them in any role and we're always going to love them because the swag that they have on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're still acting. I'm not that he's not pulling off the part, but every time you see Denzel, you're like, this is a smooth motherfucker. Like, this nigga has it.
Yeah.
But when you see Jamie Foxx, like, it's more so, like, when I saw Ray.
This nigga transformed to Ray.
Transformed to Ray. Like, I didn't see any other part. So when you see him as Mike, we're going to see Mike Tyson. Like, we're not going to see Jamie Foxx attempting to be Mike Tyson. That's the difference, and that's why I'm saying that's a whole different gift. That's a whole different.
It's kind of like what Heath Ledger like transforming to the fucking Joker.
Example.
Like this nigga literally died becoming the Joker.
Right. Yeah. This nigga was not.
He literally.
This nigga was not the nigga from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Rest in peace, to him. He straight died right.
as the Joker. That's two different niggas.
He died for Batman Could Live.
He literally died for his fucking role and had one of the greatest fucking roles. Probably in a movie in like the last 20 years easily.
He won an Oscar for it, right?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is like, I'm not saying that Jamie Foxx is a better, I think they're different actors.
No, I think they're different, but I think that Donald pushes the agenda and moves in creatively differently than Jamie Foxx does.
So
that's why I kind of, it's like a dude that has, that's kind of like, it's like a dude when we play in sports, like a dude that's, Jamie Foxx does a whole bunch of things,
we say the same thing about Chadwick Boseman, and Chadwick Boseman proved himself to be like a great actor, would we say the same shit?
No. But here's the thing, I'm comparing them on every level.
Musically, the whole nine.
Exactly. So Childish to me is like Jamie Foxx 2.0.
Yeah.
Because so, he's a writer, a rapper, an actor.
And an R&B musician.
Even though Common is the one the only black people that's going to pull.
And a comedian.
Even though messed up part is Common is going to be the only one that's going to pull off the quadruple double.
He's going to be second person in history, I think, because Whoopi is first, I think.
Yeah, Whoopi, I'm small. He's going to be the first rapper and first man, too, though, to get to have a Grammy.
Grammy, Emmy, Oscar, Tony.
Tony and Emmy.
What did he get a Tony for?
He doesn't have a Tony. That's the only
Tony
one.
Tony is Tony. You have to play in Broadway.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
So I don't know if he's going to get that, but he's the only person that's close enough right now to get it.
Well, and I feel, well, it just depends on what you're going for. All I'm saying is, like, looking at it, like, Donald, he's, I'd have to see him in another, like, I'd have to see Donald in a movie that's not, like, his typical, I don't want to say typical, because he doesn't really have a typical, but, it, like, things that look like his characteristics. Like, so, for example, the nigga he played in Spider-Man.
He earned.
Thank you. That was earned. That's all it was. That was earned, you know, in Marvel.
Yeah, he played the Prowler. Yeah.
Right, right. So, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. But when we see him in other places, now that he's starting to get a chance to actually show himself, what is he going to prove? Because, I mean, we all knew that Jamie Foxx was amazing on In Living Color.
Right.
But, and he was starting, when he started to get his little shots and, like, Willie Beeman. But when he did Ray, niggas was like,
this nigga's next level.
Right, no, like, Ray killed it. Yeah,
right, but not only that, but then he jumps into, like, fucking making music, and he's cold at that too.
But he was cold at that before. People just slept on first Jamie Foxx album.
That's my point.
That first Jamie Foxx album was cold.
That's my point. But so it's not that the talent, like, he's overrated. It's he hasn't really been in the position until fucking Ray and on.
Yeah.
To be looked at as multifaceted.
Well, maybe I just feel like he picked bad. You know what? I'll walk it back some. I just feel like he picks bad roles.
I agree. Like, you know,
I feel he picks bad roles.
Well, but the question is why is he picking bad roles? So, like,
is he trying to do like Adam Sandler type move?
No, I'm saying he's an Oscar with being an Oscar winner. He's picked bad roles since then.
I think most of his shit is more so paycheck oriented than. Than anything
that's
else.
So,
I can ride with
and
it.
Saying that I'm an Oscar when I need X amount of dollars regardless type thing.
At that point, you
and
you
I ain't mad at him for that.
Right, exactly.
I mean, nigga, you did right, so you can demand
right,
it. Like,
I
mean, because honestly, he would not have a good movie. But my thing is, he would not have a good movie past Ray if it wasn't for Will Smith dropping out of Django.
No, because y'all said Collateral, right?
Collateral was the same time as Ray. That came out the same year. Because he was nominated for Best Supporting and Best Actor that year. Collateral came out the same exact year because he's one of the only people to be nominated for Best Supporting and Best Actor in the same year for two different movies.
Collateral was damn good too.
Yeah,
man. I mean,
the Django is the only quality thing he has starred in since Ray, and you talking about 13 years.
But how often does this shit come out though?
I had his page pulled up.
Cause
I mean, could we say the same for someone like Daniel Day-Lewis?
Damn, they just had Lincoln come out.
I'm just saying, but he only had like what? He had under 10 minutes.
Don't forget, that nigga was in Law Abiding Citizen.
That was an okay movie. That was okay. Okay, let's go through Stealth, Jarhead,
right.
Miami Vice, mm-hmm. Dreamgirls. Okay, The Kingdom.
Dreamgirls racked up though.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's okay. Like I'm not saying
are
we good.
Talking about amazingness or like?
Oh no, good. I'm talking about good. Like I don't think Stealth was good. I don't think Jarhead was good. Miami Vice was bad. Dreamgirls was cool. The Kingdom was cool. The Soloist was Law Abiding Citizen was cool. Valentine's Day, Due Day, I'm Still Here, Rico, good. Horrible Bosses, good. Then Django, good. White House Down, you know that's bad.
That was trash.
Rio 2, And we know he did bad. To me, he was not a good Electro because they did not let him shine like he should have in that
he
movie.
He went the whole movie.
He
wouldn't.
Yeah, but he also, they made him a secondary villain but put him up there like he was the main villain in that movie. Because we didn't even know that West Cobb was going to be the main villain.
Harry Osborn.
Yeah. A Million Ways to Die. Wait, that was a cameo. Horrible Bosses 2. Supposed to be good. Annie. He did. My daughter loves that movie, so I'm going to give it props. Sleepless. I didn't see that. I still haven't seen Baby Driver. And he's got
Sleepless,
Robin Hood.
Sleepless, that's Black Taken.
It's Black Taken?
It's Black Taken.
Black Taken. And then I heard it wasn't that good.
I mean, I haven't seen it, yeah. So I don't know.
And then Robin Hood, which comes out next year.
So, you know what, man? But like I said, man. I see both sides. Like, I see where you're coming from. But I see where Ted coming from,
so
too.
So, basically, what you're saying is...
For all what he has, he's fumbled it.
Well, I don't know if he's necessarily fumbled it, because here's the difficulty part, though. Like, when you start thinking about... Like, let's just say the people that we compare him to.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of... you're right, my bad. Outside of, like, Sam Jackson. Mm-hmm. The other groups mainly stay within two categories. You know, usually it's either drama or action.
In comedy. In comedy.
Who?
Are we talking about like somebody doing comedy?
No, I'm talking about like Denzel. Like all the people that were saying like, yo, he could parlay.
Denzel did a comedy.
He did one.
This is worst movie.
Okay, right, exactly. Yeah. So he did one movie.
It was like an identity crisis. This is where he finds out his dad is white and he come to live with him. But he like hip hop and like was like an early 80s hip hop. Like, what's going on, pops? And but it's Denzel Washington in a comedy. It's actually comedy to see him do comedy. Right. Yeah.
And then so you know Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, he also did, but he did do a comedy with that was pretty funny.
Mighty Quinn.
Yes.
That wasn't a comedy.
Yes, it is.
No, Mighty Quinn is not a
yes,
comedy.
Yes, it is. I bet you it's considered comedy action.
Google it.
With Robert Townsend?
But, dude, Mighty Quinn, the niggas was dying in that motherfucker, bro.
Right. That don't mean you people can't die. People die in Beverly Hills Cop 2, though. That's still a comedy.
It was nowhere near. Did they get hacked up with a machete?
Look. Let's see the Mighty Quinn.
It says a thriller.
Thank you.
The Mighty Quinn.
Yes.
He just finds shit funny. That's
yeah, right. Sadistic humor. Mighty Quinn was nowhere near a comedy, nigga, at
damn,
all.
Damn, I'm wrong like a motherfucker. God damn.
I thought that shit was a comedy.
It's thriller slash comedy drama.
Okay, that's what I was like. I was like, there's some funny shit in there, man. Y'all can't go play me like that. And it's like I'm some fucked up person.
I went on Wikipedia first, and then I went to Google, and that's why I Googled. No, like,
y'all are trying to go after some fucked up person laughing at dumb shit, and they're like, lick him up when he got his dick cut off. This shit funny.
No, nigga.
But we can move on, man. But I'm just saying, I just want Jamie Foxx to be better. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, it depends on what you're chasing. You know what I'm saying? Like
to me, Don Cheadle has exceeded him to me. And Don Cheadle doesn't have the Oscar. We can go through Don Cheadle. You know what? Let's extend this.
This nigga
argument.
Get some hate mail.
Oh, I'm setting it up. Oh, I'm giving all kind of hot takes today, baby. I got all the
Don
fucking
Cheadle,
hot takes.
I think Don Cheadle's a little different. Like,
I would say they're contemporaries, though. They're the same age. They got to be contemporaries.
Yeah, but
they start out the same time.
Yeah, but they started out differently. Like, I don't even think that people even took Jamie Foxx, like, as a little... Like,
okay,
as,
so what year would you want to start from? Do we want to start from for Don Cheadle? Like, I'm just saying, like, where? 2000? You want to start from 2000?
I mean, that's fine.
Traffic, then Mission to Mars, The Family Man, Rush Hour 2. He was in the original Rush Hour 2. Things Behind the Sun, Manic, Swordfish.
No. But go back, because what you're counting is stuff that was their movie. So not because that's.
But I mean, I didn't count.
Yeah.
No, with Jamie Foxx. Some of those, I was just like, I was just saying the movie itself.
Well, you were naming what he was in, but before you were like, to give him credit, it was the movie that he starred in,
Hotel Rwanda.
That, I mean, yeah, but that's a major film. That's like
that wasn't a major film. But I'm saying that was the reason he didn't win. It was because they was the same year as they was up for the Oscar the same year.
But that's my point, though. So Hotel, but look at what it's dealing with. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like
Talk to Me. You can't tell me Talk to Me.
Talk to Me was dope,
and that's after 04, so that's 07.
Right.
Jamie Foxx ain't got nothing on Talk to Me in his catalog after 04. He doesn't.
Right, no, because... What did Talk to Me... What did it even cost to make versus and bring in? Because if you look at it...
Talk to Me cost $2 million, made
exactly,
$4 million.
Right, exactly. Because this nigga's a fucking
Miami Vice.
Right, Oscar winner. So he's going for all big budget shit. That's the thing. Like, we're going back to
I mean,
movies.
He was in he
his
was in all the Ocean movies. Ocean's 12, Ocean's 11.
It wasn't his movie.
But those are big budget
movies.
They're
not his movie. They're not riding and dying on Don Cheadle. The main draws are fucking George Clooney and
Brad Pitt.
And Matt Damon. It's not because of
this. But also, you got to remember now, which college does have his TV show, too, though. House of Lies, which was nominated for Emmys and stuff, too.
This is true. So maybe if Jamie Foxx decided to come back to television.
Now, I was telling my wife, I think he should come back for a TV show.
I think he will.
Like something kind of a dark, not like kind of like a True Detective or something like that.
Mm.
Something like where it would be like, because I think he needs to reestablish himself.
Well, the question
a little
is,
bit
is,
in,
what
the,
is
in
he,
the public. And then what is he trying to do? What is his goal?
What does he love? Like, is he going to go back to comedy? Because really...
That's his roots.
That's his roots. That's what I'm saying. That's what people loved about him. Like, that's what everybody was like, oh, this nigga's
a
triple threat.
Yeah.
Was because when he made music and then was also able to be a serious actor, they were like, oh, shit. Hold on, bro. Like, this nigga's doing everything.
And Jamie Foxx is legit funny.
He's stupid funny. He's stupid funny. All right, we can jump back to some other categories. I know people are going to hate me with my hot takes this week. Once again, shout out to our one listener that hates me. next up, drama with Jeepers Creepers 3. He's supposed to be like a child molester or something now.
My partner's talking about this shit.
The director of Jeepers Creepers.
This nigga did Powder. He did all the Jeepers Creepers. Yes, this nigga did Powder, dog.
The movie Powder.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Teddy thought he said he was doing that white like he was doing cocaine. Right, like Jeepers Creepers makes sense.
That's the movie.
Let me just tell you as a layperson how this sounded. So it was like director running in trouble. It turns out in the script, the nigga's a child molester. And you're like, yeah, that nigga be doing this Powder. And I'm like, wait, where are we?
The nigga, he also directed Powder. Like, that's what I should
say. So who's the rapist?
His name Victor Salva, the director of
Jeepers.
So okay, when you said that, I thought that
Disney knew.
Well, I thought that the direction that you were saying, like the Jeeper Keepers monster, was the fucking rapist. Niggas is really reaching for ankles right now. No. The niggas is really trying to bring motherfucking audiences in and trying to find. You know what? Let's make this mythical monster have him
Make America Great Again hat on.
He got a cowboy hat on in the trailer.
That's true. That's true.
But nah, man, yeah, my partner put me on game about that, man. Not so long, I was like,
oh, so they on some. So Disney was on some Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow. Yeah, comes out tomorrow. Only one day of screening.
Yeah, so basically,
just because of that.
Yeah, it's just been the backlash like that.
Like right after
it don't look that good.
Like right after Jeepers Creepers 2. Like right after Jeepers Creepers 2 is when that got exposed.
So they was on some straight Sandusky shit. For
yeah.
Yeah, so Disney, so the beloved Disney, who also does Star Wars and MCU, knew about a nigga being a child molester, and they still let him rock. Yes, they did.
Right, or let him get his rocks off.
Horrible.
I'm sorry.
Horrible.
And they say, normally doing this shit like that.
I'm the tame.
All right, next
shit.
Up, this is going to be one of the most interesting movies, I think, is this movie called Black Klansman, directed by Spike Lee and Jordan Peele.
That's going to be a class.
It's starring Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington.
He's from Obama.
So here's the only way I can see this.
I'm going to tell you the story why it works. It's a true story.
What? Is the nigga mixed?
No.
Clay Bisbee?
No. No. The story is about a FBI agent. He was writing letters and writing books and stuff, and he would have a white person show up for different stuff that he was going on with it. He infiltrated the Klan through letters and like writing and stuff and writing certain different stuff. This is like in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay.
He infiltrated the Klan through that way. And then if he had to have an appearance, he had another FBI agent that was white show up.
Gotcha, okay.
It's a true story. A really true story about a dude.
If he's mixed, I was like, No.
When I first saw it, I was like,
Life mixed with no, birth
but,
of a nation,
but, think, but think about it. The fact that he was just coming up with most racist shit, and people was like, yo, he's the best ever. He was basically Clayton Bisbee. Because they never saw, they did see him, I guess, in theory, like only at appearance, and they'll be like very wavering. He'd come in on some wave and high and by shit. And it's Jordan Peele and Spike Lee together.
That's going to be. It's gonna be hella jazz music, unnecessary jazz music.
I like Spike. That's Spike Lee's father.
Spike is my nigga.
I fuck with Spike Lee. Don't get me wrong. I straight fuck with Spike Lee movies. But I was like, and I love jazz music. So I just like, I was gonna have a whole bunch of.
Don't get me wrong, that's his calling card, man. You know it's a Spike Lee movie when you see the Dolly Shot. That's him.
Hey, that motherfucker made the Dolly Shot the Dolly Shot.
Hey, dog. Branded it like a motherfucker.
Oh, man. It was Dolly Shots before that, but ain't no Dolly Shots after this motherfucker. You automatically think, oh, that's a Spike Lee shot.
You gotta rap Brooklyn.
Yep.
Spike Lee, unless you rap Brooklyn. Even if you're not in Brooklyn, you gotta rap Brooklyn.
Those niggas in the Sahara with motherfucking Dodgers hat on. Yankees hat.
Right.
Next up, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. X was supposed to be a black kid.
The original author
had that as a black kid.
The one that won?
No, the original writer. Wanted to be a black kid.
So Charlie.
That's what I said. The nigga.
Charlie was originally black.
But his PR person was like, you can't do that if we're going to write this book. You trying to get some paper? What you trying to do?
I was like, we can't have niggas being shit.
Had the Jamie Foxx and shit, man.
Oh, shit.
See, you get the paper. That's what he's like, yo, understand. You know what? But, you know, but I'm doing this to get some money.
But you know, on some real shit, I'm kind of glad he's not black. You know why? Because, like, I think we talked about a long time ago, the kid who actually ended up playing Charlie ended up saying, fuck acting forever.
Because he got fucked up, right?
No, he's like a veterinarian or some shit. Like, he's straight quick. Like, he's straight after. That was his, like, one and only role. He just said, fuck acting after that.
Say this shit too time consuming.
It was something, but I'm like, it was like too much stress or too much pressure on him. It was something, I don't know. But regardless, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see a little young brother be fucked up like that. And so I'm like, I'd rather not. So
for the preservation of black people.
Right. We have a creepy ass white dude like, hello, you want my chocolate? No. The fuck? Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, no. It'd have been,
that's
wait,
why
it no.
wouldn't have been realistic.
Nah, y'all know who it would have been. If it was a black one, who would y'all think it would be the character that, who would have played in the 70s? It came out in the 70s, yeah. The movie, when they did it to the movie.
Alfonso
Lawrence Fishburne?
No.
Cornbread era on me?
No. He was a little bit too old to do this at this point. It's only three people I'm thinking of. If y'all,
Eddie Murphy.
No, Eddie Murphy was too old.
You said he was too old to do it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that these people were young enough to be able to do it in the 70s. You got to think somebody that was a
Michael
kid.
Michael Jamal Warner.
No, think about somebody that was popular in the 70s as kids. Or early 80s.
Michael Jamal Warner?
No, he didn't pop up to the Cosby Show.
Michael from Good Times. But that's 80s, though.
No, you're getting close. You're in around the same
JJ.
Area.
Donald Wayne!
I got two more. If I can get
JJ
two more.
The chocolate factory.
Two more. It's somebody that's similar to that, but they can't. But they was like the two most iconic black people. Three of the most iconic black people on comedy shows was JJ, Fred Sanford, and this other person.
In the 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s.
And it's not the Cosbys.
Not the Cosbys. Hell no.
Late 70s?
This before the Cosbys.
No, because
and George Jefferson is another one. So these, if my five, it's one more. No, it's one more. If my five would be JJ, Fred Sanford, Mr. Jefferson.
That nigga, what's the...
If you can get it.
That nigga Roger from...
No, 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Is it late 70s?
Oh, you're talking about too old. They're too old. Roger, you're talking about Roger. Yeah, what's happening? You're talking about what's happening?
Yeah, what happened?
No. This person was the child. He was a child in a couple of movies, too.
From the 70s?
Late 70s, early 80s.
What movie he was in?
The Fish Who Saved Pittsburgh.
Well, I wouldn't.
It's starring, it's Dr. J's only movie. And he plays the kid that saved Pittsburgh.
Hey, talk about, is it,
You got,
hey, no. Is it the midget?
Yes, Karen Coleman!
Karen Coleman!
Y'all ignorant, dog.
Tell me Gary Coleman wouldn't have played that shit.
His name, it would be Charlie, though.
Dude.
No, that's what he's saying. He would be Charlie.
No, Gary Coleman,
dog. Tyrone in the
Gary Coleman was a child starting. Yeah. He divorced his parents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so he got emancipated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Gary Coleman was gold in the late 70s, dog.
That definitely. Yeah.
He was in a whole bunch of other movies, man. Like, Gary Coleman was the bomb, dude. What you talking about, Willis? Come on, man. Yeah. All right, let's get ready to go into, hold on, let me. Actually, one more thing I want to talk about before we get into our last topics. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is supposed to be happening. Maybe with Channing Tatum and Tom Hardy with Eddie Murphy.
I'm preserving Joe's mind on that.
Yeah, I've been saying.
I don't even know. They've been, you know, y'all know they've been trying to do this Beverly Cops for maybe 20 years almost.
I'm reserving judgment.
When did the last one come out? Like 97?
You know who?
So it's been 20 years.
About, you know who would have been the perfect person for Beverly Hills Cop though?
To accompany Eddie Murphy?
To be Eddie. I don't know if Eddie Murphy.
Donald Glover? Mm-hmm. Who? Because they did a TV show.
They've already done it a million times, really, when you think about it.
Chris Rock? Chris Tucker?
You're getting closer, but nah. He's not old. He's young, so it's modern.
I don't even know. He's young, modern. Martin Lawrence. Nick Cannon. I don't even know why Nick Cannon came
out.
Kevin Hart.
That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, that's definitely not going to be on this podcast. All right, let's go. Let's go into anime of the week. You got anything for us, James?
As of now, I'm trying to think. I really don't have anything off the top of my head because right now I've just been rewatched. I've been watching the second season of that one anime I told you about, K.
Yeah.
I found it online and I started watching the shit ill.
It's okay.
Yeah, I still been watching. Like I said, I always still say at this point, I'm pretty sure I got to rack my brain and think about some shit. I mean, if I had to say, I'll throw an old school movie out there.
Yeah, throw something out there for the
fun. If I had to say an old school movie, and if you never got into anime, to me, this is like one of the greatest movies in anime, and I know this nigga gonna agree with me. If it ain't Akira, what else is it? There's martial arts, my nigga. There's not Fist of the North Star.
There's Ninja not Scroll?
My nigga. Ninja fucking Ninja Scroll. Like, Ninja Scroll is like some of the most OG anime shit of all time. So,
I mean, I was in a Ninja Scroll.
Oh, no, I got another one. I started watching it on Netflix because I had never seen it. I thought it was too familiar.
What was it?
Berserk?
Oh, nigga, yes. Berserk, yes.
See?
Dog, nigga, Berserk is like some of the craziest shit you ever seen in your life, dog.
It is.
Like, it's only telling the first story, though. It's only like the first. So, what you see, what's on Netflix, the OVAs, the movies,
yeah,
that's just the first story arc of Berserk that leads into the series that's out now.
Wait, there's a series?
Yes.
Oh, where's it? What is on?
Like Funimation and Crunchyroll and
so
shit.
So, it has the whole.
Well, it's because
I've only seen three.
It's,
on only seen,
it's in continuation right now.
Oh, of those three, so the King's Egg, then Golden Arc yeah. One. I mean, Golden Arc Two and Golden Arc Three.
Yeah, so that's what the Golden Arc is—the first story of Berserk. That's the first like chap, like the first like main storyline in Berserk.
Wow.
And so like now Berserk is like some real. That's what I want to say. Yeah, Berserk. If you ever watch some ill shit, Berserk is ill as fuck. Because the main character had a hard, fucked up ass life as a mercenary, and then what happens to him and his crew and his woman? Yeah, it's pretty graphic and fucked up. It's probably one of the most graphic. I think the third movie of the first original story. I think they say it's like one of the most graphic things in anime. Like it's pretty fucked up, and it's on Netflix. Like it's like damn.
Yeah, I've seen. I watched the first one. I couldn't wait to get back to, get back to see the other two.
Yeah, man. Like the first two. I mean, the first one has some supernatural element. The second one kind of don't, but the third one definitely does. And it's like the third one's when shit gets real.
Mm.
And that's on. So, but nah, but like it's continued. But like the Berserk series is a continuation of that. And Berserk is old school. Like Berserk is like 20, 30 years old.
That's what I thought.
So yeah, Berserk. You know, that's old as fuck. So. Like, they've been having old animes that shit already. And, but yeah, the character Guts, like the main character, he only gets away with shit literally out of pure luck.
Really?
Luck.
I thought it was because he was just fucking amped all the time.
I mean, he is. I mean, he fucks niggas up. He can fight his ass off. He can fuck niggas up. But a lot of shit that he survives is like sheer luck. Like, he shouldn't survive some of that shit. Like, he only survived maybe like by the hair, like the hair of his, like the teeth on his skin or some shit like that. Skin on his teeth, excuse me.
Hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I want to say. Berserk, go watch that. It's ill as fuck. It's graphic as fuck. So don't. No kids need to watch this shit. I hope y'all have no kids watch some of my recommendations. But yeah, definitely don't have kids watch this. It's pretty fucking graphic.
All right. Next up, any conspiracy theories of the week for us, Teddy?
Not really. I mean, it's just I should have brought this up earlier, but I mean, everybody right now, because of the hurricane and the eclipse, you know, are bringing back up biblical times.
Okay.
So
never know, man.
If you
fucking never know, brother.
If you if you can, Google Nibiru. I don't know if we've ever said that before.
Oh yeah, Planet X.
Yeah, yeah. Google Planet, because they say the X is supposed, so the eclipse is supposed to come back in 7 years, and it's supposed to come in a different pathway than it came the first time.
Yeah, like 2020.
And so it creates an X on Earth. Quote unquote.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, if you haven't heard anything about now, Google Nibiru and the Nephilim. Let me know what you think.
All right, Planet X and Nephilim. All right, next up, we have Sleeve It or Leave It, our rating system for our trailers. First up, we have Neo Yokio. This is Jaden Smith. Dizu Zumero anime that's going to be on Netflix coming up this week, right? I think it's this Friday, right?
Yeah, Sleeve. I'm sleeving it.
Yeah. Teddy, what about you?
Which one was it? I'm sorry.
Neo Yokio. It's got Jaden Smith in it.
I'm reserving.
It's basically a parody. It makes fun of itself.
It comes out September 22nd.
It makes fun of itself. It really makes fun of like all the anime tropes and shit like that. But yeah, it makes fun of itself. So, and Jaden Smith is basically like a black anime character that's Jaden Smith making fun of Jaden Smith. It's basically Jaden Smith having fun with making fun of himself in anime form.
All right, next up, Jeepers Creepers 3.
I got you. That's got to lead it. After that shit, that's a leave, man. I can't fuck with
even
it.
Even looking at it, it looks
I know, Javon is a big fan of Jeepers Creepers, and he was trashing it online. Like, I ain't going to see this shit.
Shit, man, I can't even fuck. I mean, I can't even rock with not just on that tip, just what we know now. I can't. I ain't gun conscious, can't, dog. I can't support that.
All right, next up is The Disaster Artist. This is based on Greg's...
Nigga, double sleeve. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah.
It's based on George Stowe's best-selling tale about making
Thomas Wiseau, nigga! Yeah, The Room!
By Thomas Wiseau's death at
The Room. The fucking Room! I told y'all niggas to watch that! The Room is the one of the worst movies and some of the most hilarious shit you'll ever see in your life. And James Franco is playing the fuck out of Tommy Wiseau!
You did tell us about that. I remember.
And dude, like, he really, like, how James Franco's, like, really, like, playing the role. That's how dude is in real life. That's no bullshit. He is like that in real life. Like, Tommy Wiseau is off like that in real life. Like, real life. Yes. Yes.
So he's basically playing him, the guy that made the role.
Yeah, he playing Tommy Wiseau. This shit is excellent. Nigga, oh, man, I'm double sleeving that. I'll go see that twice, my nigga. Hell yeah.
This is the one with the dude that did the bad, worst movie of all time, right?
Yeah, and like how they basically had to change it from a serious drama to a black comedy. Yeah, him.
Okay.
Same guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the worst movie of all time.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
Okay. Next up, we have Gerard's Game. This is an ill movie. This is basically about a woman that she is doing some kinky stuff with her husband, and they're finna maybe break up. And he handcuffs her, but then he dies.
Well, it's not only that, but they, to avoid the breakup, they go out to like a log cabin way out in the woods. Yes.
They try to rekindle their shit, right?
Right, to rekindle their stuff. And there's like no, they don't have neighbors for like miles. So mid kink, he ends up having a heart attack while she's basically handcuffed to the bed.
And she's hallucinating.
And she's hallucinating because she's getting no nutrients, no nothing.
So she's just really stuck out.
She's stuck like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. It's like one of the worst nightmares. Like if you're having sex with someone, you get tied up. That the worst fear can happen.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Alright, last up is I think this is Moving the Culture Forward, Till Death Do Us Part.
No,
I'm gonna sleeve it, cause we need to have bad black movies.
It's still bad. What do you mean? We've had plenty, but we need to be able to have bad movies.
It moves the culture forward.
It's the same fucking kind of movie.
Exactly.
Like,
they do the same. White people do the same type of movies
but
too.
We don't need to be like them.
It moves the culture forward. This moves the culture forward. Y'all not forward thinking.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Either are they.
So give everybody the synopsis. This is a Michael. It's about Michael and Madison Rowe.
It's like the perfect guy. It's like the winner. When the vials break, all that shit. It's all that kind of shit.
Taye Diggs is starring as the dude that saves her up in here, and then a whole bunch of other light-skinned people.
Then the light-skinned dude from Mary Jane, I think he won.
Oh, is that where he's from?
Yeah, Mary Jane.
But see, this is the stuff that we need. We need some jacked up movies like this. We need that.
Nigga, we got them already.
We've been had those.
The fuck?
I mean, just named them.
We had When the Bow Breaks. Obsessed. We had Obsessed.
The Perfect Guy.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not going to see it, but I love the idea of it.
Don't get me wrong, and I'm not trying to shit on all
mediocrity. We need to be when we able to do mediocre shit too.
No,
is when we really free.
I feel you. No, that is real. Like every no. So, but see, here's the gift and the curse in that though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's allowed because it is. It almost tells
we're too
you,
cool for that shit, man.
Well, no. It almost tells you where, and maybe it is. Maybe that is just a lane that has been created for black people, so we continue to flush this out. But because the majority of the movies that have come out have all been about the same thing.
What about this? What about the one with the movie with Taraji and them? I just thought about that was another one too. With Taraji and
that was the one you just named.
That was another one. That's a different one.
The Perfect Guy?
No, The Perfect Guy is the one with
Michael Ealy.
Right. I'm talking about the one with. No, The Perfect Guy is another one. The one with Taraji and Idris Elba is another one.
That's true.
It's
like five of
them. When a Stranger Calls or some
shit. That's it. When a Stranger Calls, yeah.
No, you're not When a Stranger
Calls. It's something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
But I'm saying it's like five of them. You know what I'm saying?
It's probably more than that.
It's like they like the Star Wars.
Every other play that comes to the Fox that's black.
I love those as a kid. Mama don't mess up the fish grease. You know.
The maintenance man. Like, it's all.
We got to make that sound relatable now.
That is a real play, y'all. The maintenance man is a real play.
The maintenance man is definitely real.
Like, so, but no, but you're saying a gift and a curse.
So, though. I'm saying it's a gift and a curse because you want to be able to, like you said, like, White America puts out so many different. White America puts out so many different, you know, movies that are relatively the same. We should be allowed the same sort of ability to do the same thing.
Yeah.
However, it gets difficult because we don't see a ton of black films that the black films.
I think we do have a nice amount of black films and black content out right now. We do, Teddy. We do.
Give me some.
I didn't say it's a lot, but it's more than we've ever had.
Oh, I agree. But are we talking on the main screen?
But I mean, what is the main screen now, though? The main screen doesn't mean shit no more.
What we're
really.
Talking about, it does, though.
Because we got the Netflix situation. You got Hulu, right. Amazon, where people are making money doing their thing.
Right.
Some of the best content is not even making it to the theaters.
I understand. That's the point, though. That's what we're judging. Because when you think about Insecure and stuff, you don't think that's not a movie. We don't. Yeah. That's not putting the same thing as Madea.
Right.
So. When you think about that, you're talking about silver screen.
Yes.
So that
silver screen is losing paper now. So I like just because it's on a silver screen don't mean it's a big like to me.
It does though because it's still playing in the same place that.
Do you think? I don't think kids think of it like we do. I guarantee, like a 17-year-old, don't be like, "Oh, this is a big movie," just because when we were kids, we thought your movie was bullshit unless it was going to be in theaters.
Well, but here's the deal: the reason why it's different is because like most of the time, for a movie to reach that level. It's a lot of money that has to go behind it. You know, we're talking about millions. I don't know if necessarily it has to do that on Netflix. Like, the fact that Netflix has Snow on the Bluff.
Which is a classic.
You know what I'm saying? Probably cost all of $15,000 to make.
No. $1,500
to make.
I think it had a sequel, though, I think. Somebody they great shoot a sequel.
See,
Hold on. Keep going. I think this Snowfall. No. No bullshit. I think there is a sequel coming.
So, I'm just saying, like, when you think about movies like that, and you're right, in modern day, we have a lot more criteria and ability to find different avenues to watch. But when we think about, like, trailers that we're looking for silver screen, it's kind of like, okay, it's about what's being pushed. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes on Netflix that's probably dope that don't get the same amount of marketing. So, like, we'll see it and be like, oh, shit, it's a black... Like, perfect example, Reality High.
Right, yeah.
Like, wouldn't know about it unless, you know, I see something on Netflix and it's like, oh, it's got a couple of people I recognize that are black. This might be...
Yeah, because homeboy from A New Edition that played Ronnie DeVoe is one of the main characters.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh...
Yeah, exactly. That's why you watch it, but you didn't see any trailers for it. You see what I'm saying?
No.
So, I'm just saying, like, when you see that push and it's the same shit that's been pushed previously, you're just like, okay, when are we gonna like get some other films?
But my thing is, like, I don't think we have to necessarily harp on that no more.
I mean,
I really only think the theaters now are for like your big budget Marvel, DC action films, or like maybe a little bit more art housey stuff. I think that middle shit is done for.
No, because like. You look it up now. Lucky Logan.
But is Lucky Logan a big budget? Is that a big budget?
It's a big comedy, but it's not like...
Okay, but I'm saying, but like that movie would probably end up getting money, though. I'm not mad at it. All black women go see this shit.
It's going to be supported. It's not that it's not going to be supported. I mean, it's more so the fact like we just... Unless it does a completely different spin on that story... You know, I guess we're just hoping that there's something else that comes out.
I don't think it is.
We're hoping that there's another storyline that happens where we could be excited about this. There's a different type of genre. Like, everybody sees that it was like, you know, a husband steps out.
His name is Kevin Hart.
Right?
No, well, boy, if it ends on a bad note, though.
I'm sorry.
If it just ends on a bad note.
What do you mean?
Like,
I'm sorry, y'all. That would have been about
like,
that.
Like, nothing positive comes out the shit.
I'm just saying, like, you have those opportunities. Like, you know, the movie man's like, you know, a woman upset. A husband
doesn't know what to do with his life.
You hey, know what bitch. I mean? Like, no, the background. Hey, bitch.
Because you know that's how it be, though. That's how all of them. I'm tired of your shit, Tyrone.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my house, Irene. You know what I mean? Like,
when she finds a new man, hey, baby.
Right. Is he what he seems to be? Like,
I got all the paper in the world, all for you, girl. Could he be, what it be like? Is he a drug dealer or a pimp?
She has three kids.
Found out in the next exciting episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Negro Ball Z.
Alright, we're gonna wrap it up, man. Everybody email us straightolc@gmail.com. All your questions, concerns, straightolc on Twitter. Straight out of low cash fan page. Not straight out of low cash. I'm tripping.
We're well, part of the damn same network.
Like LandoCalPod at Gmail, LandoCalPod on Twitter, LandoCal Experience on Facebook, and LandoCalPod on Instagram too. Subscribe all your media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts at. We appreciate it always. Give us some more shouts, some more questions, iTunes reviews, all that good shit. We appreciate y'all as always. I know some of y'all don't like me. And we out of here. The Black Simon Cow. Peace.
Peace.
In the world.
Hey. We leave right there.